All right, test 66, section 4, question 3. So this one, we're looking for an assumption in the argument, and it says, some people have criticized the president for inviting Dr. Hines to speak at the annual awards banquet without consulting other club members. So they've criticized for hiring or for inviting Hines without talking to other people. But a few years ago, the previous club president hired a tax accountant, even though he had not discussed it with club members beforehand. So the previous president hired a tax accountant without talking about it. So the current president acted appropriately in the way in which she invited Dr. Hines. Now, this is basically an argument from comparison. And in order for this to be a good argument, you have to assume that the previous president's action was appropriate, and you have to assume that these two situations are relevantly similar, in that the rules or what's appropriate in hiring an accountant is similar to what's appropriate when inviting someone to speak. So, A, the previous club president had also invited speakers without first consulting other club members. We don't have to assume that. It's just about the previous president was just about the tax consultant. At the time the previous club president hired the consultant, most club members did not expect to be consulted. Well, that doesn't really make, that isn't something we have to assume. It might be helpful, but it's not really going to tell us about now either. Dr. Hines accepted the invitation. We don't have to assume whether or not Hines accepted. It's about whether or not the invitation was appropriate. Club president has more discretion in hiring an accountant than hiring a speaker. We don't have to assume there's more, just that there's about at least the same. The club's previous president acted appropriately in hiring the tax consultant without first consulting. Yeah, we have to assume that, because if the previous president didn't act appropriately, then using this as a comparison would actually say that Hines wasn't doing something appropriate. And so, therefore, answer choice, or sorry, that the club president was inappropriate when inviting Hines. So E is our correct answer. It's kind of what we predicted as well. Anytime you have an argument from comparison, you've got to assume certain things, and this one was a really good example of that.